For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. In 3 months, Kentucky voters will go to the polls for the state's primary election. And in November, they'll vote on key positions, including president and U.S. Senate. Of course, these elections will be happening all across the country. But Kentucky will likely be one of only 8 states that use some electronic voting machines that don't have paper backups. On a federal level, officials have secured some funding to upgrade these systems nationwide. But our Capitol reporter, Rylan Barton, says it's unlikely that's going to happen in Kentucky by this year's general election.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has been at the center of the election security fight. He got the Moscow Mitch nickname after initially blocking bills that would have shored up the nation's election infrastructure in the wake of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. And then he relented, announcing support for another $250 million in election security funding.
To help states improve their defenses and shore up their voting systems.
That money will trickle down to states to help improve voting machines and election software, but it's not enough. Kentucky will receive about $8 million, which Kentucky State Board of Elections Executive Director Jared Deering says is only a tenth of the cost to upgrade outdated voting machines statewide.
Overall, we are talking somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 million to $100 million worth of need to replace voting systems in this state.
Almost every Kentucky county has some precincts that exclusively use voting machines that record vote totals on memory cards, but now there's a new industry standard amid worries about hackers being able to meddle with election data. Liz Howard used to be deputy election commissioner in Virginia. Now she works at the Brennan Center, which monitors election security. She says every vote needs to have a paper backup.
When you use paperless voting machines, there is no record to go back to in the event of any questions or concerns with that election.
Deering from the Board of Elections says that Kentucky's election infrastructure isn't vulnerable to an attack because electronic voting machines aren't networked or connected to the internet.
Whether it is voter-verified paper audit trail or whether it is a direct recording electronic voting system that does not leave a paper trail, those systems are secure.
But Howard points to federal law enforcement and intelligence agencies who've repeatedly said that there's an ongoing threat of disrupting local election infrastructure.
The continued use of paperless voting machines just doesn't cut it today.
No matter the threat, it doesn't look like Kentucky is going to get funding to replace its entire fleet of electronic voting machines by this year's general election. Kentucky has a decentralized election system. Elections are run by 120 county election boards across the state, and those cash-strapped county governments are ultimately in charge of buying new voting machines. With or without the recent federal help, many can't afford it.
I know that it's an expensive proposition for the county.
Anzi Sizemore is the county clerk of Leslie County.
Especially in coal country here, where coal severance has been very much diminished.
Don Blevins is the county clerk of Fayette County, which just replaced all its voting machines using some of that federal election money. But he says the rest was on county government, the fiscal court.
That's the real problem here. Fiscal courts are hurting for money right now. It's awful. It's like a perfect storm of fiscal problems for them.
Only 5 counties in Kentucky rely exclusively on machines that produce paper trails. But state election officials say the more urgent problem is misinformation, like false claims of voter fraud former Governor Matt Bevin promoted in last year's election. Kentucky's new Republican Secretary of State, Michael Adams, says he's working to get more funding to upgrade voting machines, but his main legislative focus this year has been to push for a voter ID bill. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfort.
You can hear Ryland's reports on Kentucky politics throughout the day during shows like Morning Edition and All Things Considered.